She felt me there and put a shaking hand on my arm. "They've done it, Goethe," she said through her tears. "Worse than anyone ever thought." Mama had been a beautiful woman once, but that was years ago. She had come through too much war and famine and poverty to care about the curl in her hair or neatness of her dress. Her blonde hair was already turning gray, and her eyes bore early wrinkles in the creases. Sometimes I looked in the mirror and hoped life would not be equally hard on me. "Why now?" I asked. "Why today?" I looked up to Fritz for an answer. He was nearly 6 years older than me and the smartest person I knew next to my father. If my mother had no answers, then surely he did. But all he could do was shrug and hold her tighter as her sobs grew louder. Besides, I already understood more than I wanted to. The fence was only the beginning. It had just divided my life in half, and nothing would ever be the same again. Chapter 2. You are your only border. Throw yourself over it. Hafiz, Persian poet, 1325 to 1389. I had known something bad was coming ever since the knock on our door Friday evening, 2 days before the fence. We were